Oh, guys, I'm really scared. There's someone's name has come up. Someone's name has come up on the phone system.
It's the godmother.
Oh, my God. This is my worst nightmare, Fief.
It's my mum. Hi, mum.
Hi, guys.
Hello,
just
Pearl.
When was the last time you knitted?
Well, I haven't. Oh, hang on. Now you're going to see, mum's already annoyed that I'm going to teach Trixie to knit because she wants to teach Trixie to knit.
No, take that away. Do you know how to knit?
There are online tutorials. There are guides online I can follow.
This is chilling.
Oh, I see. Yep. So for the mother who's knitted all her life, you're going to go to an online tutorial and try to teach your daughter to knit. I'm really impressed.
Oh, boy.
Mum, I get you to teach me, but social distancing. And I thought you were ringing to have a go at Byron because he organised balloons when you were organising balloons for Trixie's birthday.
Well, I know that was the other thing too, except I think yours look better than mine, Byron, I just have to say, and I'm just a bit disappointed in that.
So sorry, Mrs. Box.
But anyway, so I didn't want to sort of go into that area, but that said.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
At least you paid for yours, Pearl.
They were beautiful.
Fev, I paid cash for them. It wasn't a promotion.
There's no cash anymore.
Now, I'll tell you who popped up before. My mum, Pearl Box, rang the show just before for a few reasons. One, I got into trouble for wanting to teach my daughter to knit because that's mum's job. And it's true. My mum is an amazing knitter. Knitted all Trixie's little baby clothes, knitted me jumpers when I was growing up. And I imagine it's frustrating for mum because she's in isolation and can't teach Trixie to knit. And I'm not a knitter.
Well, you're going to have a go, though, and you are her mother. I mean, you can...
Thank you, Byron.
She gave it you're to just... you too about not being a knitter.
She did. And then you're defending me because mum had a crack at you as well because mum organised balloons to be delivered for Trixie's birthday and you beat her to the punch and got your balloons delivered first. So mum was not happy with you either.
Well, I didn't know she was going to do that. I thought I was helping your family by just sending you a nice bunch of balloons that said happy birthday Trixie on them.
And that was very sweet of you. But this continues because something has happened and I don't know how I feel about this. My mum has just texted Fev. Yeah. Firstly, I didn't know you two had a texting relationship. How did she even have your number?
We text a bit. And I didn't get to say much in that rave and she didn't get to talk to me. So we thought we'd just text each other. And you know what she said?
What did she say?
Hi, Fev. I should have said, I really like your hair. Suits you, Pearl. I get a message back. I'll message her back. I go, haha, thanks, Pearl, ... That phone call was great. Loved it. She wrote back, thanks to you. And then I wrote back, kiss.
This is just getting strange.
Hang on a second.
This is weird. No.
What's happening?
No, this
here?
Is not right.
This is what's
happening. My mum is ringing to have a go at me, and somehow you're the good guy, and what has happened?
It's the fox.
Thanks, Pearl.